Not only did you,
you are
harass
blaming
his girlfriend,
the victim.
But she was
you are blaming
clearly,
the victim.
No,
you are
oh, shut
the
up.
Slowly. You are blaming the victim.
Please.
You are blaming the victim.
You have accused Samuel of being anti-Semitic and of hating Jews. Nothing that he has said, either in those video clips or here on this program, says that he is anti-Semitic or hates Jews.
So it finally happened. The debate between the insufferable Rabbi Shmuley and a guy from Iceland that Rabbi Shmuley harassed after the guy merely told him, F Israel. So you've probably seen where I've covered this already in detail, but just in case you haven't, a guy walks up to Rabbi Shmuley in Iceland. He's from Iceland himself. And he sees Rabbi Shmuley there, who is pro-Israel, Zionist, genocide supporter. And he challenges him and trolls him and basically says, I want to take a selfie with you, gets him in the camera, and then says, F Israel, and walks away. After that, Rabbi Shmuley proceeds to chase him and his girlfriend around and harass them, especially the girlfriend, who had nothing to do with it and behaved in an obnoxious way towards him and his girlfriend, clearly pretending to be the victim, but actually victimizing this couple. And pretty much everybody destroyed Rabbi Shmuley, even on his own social media, because he actually posted this thinking that he was dunking on the Iceland guy. And in fact, it was the other way around. And everyone took him to task. Okay, so we knew that there was going to be this debate. Finally happened. And just in case you're not familiar, let me just show you that initial video where he goes up to him, asks to take a photo with him. He just says, F Israel. And then Rabbi Shmuley and his son, who served in the IDF, proceed to harass the guy. Just in case you haven't seen it, let me show it to you before we take a look at some highlights from the debate, which is absolutely epic, I'm telling you. By the way, hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. I greatly appreciate it. Let's dive in. Here's the initial clip that started it all.
I don't know what.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I'm not from here, and I have no idea.
Are you Rabbi Shmuley?
I am. How'd you know that?
I'm a huge fan, man.
That's amazing.
Can I just get
Can you wait 1 second? Because I'm going to call with an attorney. Just 1 second.
Okay. Can I just... I'm just on a video, like, already. Can I just do a shout-out or something? Can I just...
But I'm a... You gotta give me a second.
Okay. We're just walking by. We're just...
What do you want me to do?
If I can get you...
I can do a selfie, but I'm
get you in a frame?
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yep.
Okay. Fuck Israel.
Okay.
Fuck Israel, man. Welcome to Iceland.
Was pretty much the clip. After that, Rabbi Shmuley proceeds to harass and chase them around for like 8 minutes. And again, the girlfriend wasn't there. She had nothing to do with it. She was actually away from her boyfriend when he did that. But Rabbi Shmuley chases her around. She doesn't want to be seen on camera. I'm not going to play the 8 minute clip right now. I've already shown it previously on the channel. It's all over Twitter. Maybe I'll show a few minutes of it later on. But at no point did the guy put his hands on Shmuley. Nowhere assaulted him or anything like that. The girlfriend had nothing to do with it, but it's Rabbi Shmuley who's being aggressive, who's harassing them, won't leave them alone. They're trying to walk away. He just doesn't allow that to happen. He's saying, Rabbi Shmuley is saying in the video, you assaulted me. It never happened. You just saw the video. He never touched him, never assaulted him. But he continues with that talking point in the debate with Piers Morgan. So let's go ahead and dive in, okay? So let's take a look at the first clip where Rabbi Shmuley pretends in this debate, which just happened, I think yesterday, but it aired today. So it's, you know, hot off the press. He pretends to have the moral high ground here. Take a look.
Piers, are you seriously inverting this story from a Jewish victim of a hate crime who could not have been more pleasant to an Icelandic man who came over and admits that he lied, fraudulently misled me and said, I'm a huge fan. I said, I'm on the phone with an attorney. We pay for hours by the attorney. You know, I said, give me 5 minutes. And he said, but I'm leaving now and I have to do it now. And he takes the camera and he says, F Israel. I'm not going to use his vulgarity because I'm not a vulgar person.
You're not a vulgar person. Dude, you sell dildos with your daughter. What are you talking about? You're incredibly, disgustingly vulgar. And he, by the way, uses the F word all throughout that video and pretty much a whole bunch of other videos that he has posted recently in Iceland. So yeah, you use that word. So if you consider it vulgar, by your own admission, you're a pretty disgusting person. But again, I think the sex shop that he has with his daughter is worse than anything that we'll probably see here. But be that as it may, he tries to pretend he has the moral high ground here. He's not going to use profanity. But now he proceeds to say the guy attacked him. Now, you just saw the video. At any point, did he attack him? No. But what he means by he attacked me is he hurt my feelings with words. That's an attack. That's assault, evidently, for Rabbi Shmuley. Not what Israel is doing to little babies in Gaza. That's not assault. That's not attacking for Rabbi Shmuley. But when somebody just says F Israel, they hurt his feelings and therefore he's assaulted and attacked. Take a look.
He attacked me in a hate crime. And his the fact that he now admits that he dragged his poor girlfriend into this shows he's also a misogynist. So
he's the victim. It's a hate crime. The guy attacked him. He's just running with it, right? Now, Piers isn't buying this, by the way. And Piers is going to challenge him specifically on it. But before I show you Piers challenging the guy, watch this one more clip where he just straight up says there's no genocide taking place right now in Gaza. Yes, Shmuley actually says this. Watch.
That he could not care less about a false genocide in Gaza. That's not happening. There were 400,000 Arabs in Gaza when Israel took over in 67 through a defensive war. There are now 2 million. How does a genocide increase a population 5 times their amount before?
This is one of the dumbest talking points that I often hear from pro-Israel genocide supporters. So they say, well, look, the population has allegedly increased, and so they couldn't possibly be committing a genocide. This is where they are completely changing the definition of what a genocide is. In international law, the international community understands that this is something that is intentional, where you intend to destroy a race, an ethnicity, a nation, and so on, in whole or in part. In part is the part they always leave out. In part. So you don't have to destroy the entire population. If you intend to destroy only a part of it, that's still genocide. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say that, I think it's 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. Let's say there's another Holocaust one day. And, Nazi Germany rises again. And they round up 100,000 Jews in Europe. Let's say there's, 10 million Jews in Europe at the time. And they round up 100,000 of them and they Holocaust 100,000. Let's say the rest of that 10 million continue to populate. Let's say they increase to 20 million during that process of Holocausting 100,000. If the population of Jews increases from 10 million to 20 million, but future Nazi Germany, in this hypothetical situation, genocides 100,000 Jews, does that mean that they didn't commit a Holocaust? They didn't commit a genocide because the population increased? No, it would still be a Holocaust. It would still be a genocide, even if the population increased, because it's an intention to destroy in whole or in part a people. And so this is dishonest. And again, if it happens to them, all of a sudden, they will agree with the definition. But when they do it to others, all of a sudden, they change the definition. They want us to believe that they have been victims of a Holocaust and a genocide. But when you take that exact same standard and definition that came out of the Holocaust and apply it to them and say, wait, you're doing this over here in Israel. No, it's not a genocide. So you can't have it both ways. If you condemn the Holocaust of Nazi Germany, you also need to condemn what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. They're both Holocausts. They're both genocides. By the same definition, by the same token. But you lose me whenever you start to say, we're victims, but we are not able to victimize others. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Not buying it. Okay, watch how Piers Morgan begins to destroy, he begins to take apart Rabbi Shmuley. Check out this clip.
Not only did you
are blaming the victim. You are blaming the victim.
No, shut up, Shmuley.
You are blaming the victim. You are blaming the victim.
You have accused, You have accused Samuel of being anti-Semitic and of hating Jews. Nothing that he has said, either in those video clips or here on this program, says that he is anti-Semitic or hates Jews.
So Rabbi Shmuley says, you're blaming the victim. I'm the victim here, right? It's not possible for Rabbi Shmuley or even the state of Israel or even for Jews as a whole to victimize anyone, according to Rabbi Shmuley. He doesn't believe that they could possibly victimize anyone. They are always the victims. So he says here, you're blaming the victims. But actually, isn't that what Israel does to the Palestinians? They victimize the Palestinians for decades, well before October 7th. But then they pretend that they are the ultimate victim here, when in reality, it's the exact opposite. So, I mean, in an interesting way, Rabbi Shmuley is kind of like a microcosm for all of Israel as a whole, you know? But, okay, so he says clearly, Pierce tells him, look, the guy's not guilty of anti-Semitism. To say F Israel and to be opposed to Israel does not mean that you're against all Jews. In fact, many Jews are opposed to Israel. Are they being anti-Semitic? Of course not. Absurd, but this is the tactic that they often engage in, and it's thankfully not working anymore. It did actually work for quite some time. But in this next clip, Piers Morgan proceeds to push that issue of whether or not this is actually anti-Semitism, and he just lays into Rabbi Shmuley. Take a look.
I'm amazed that you would invert this, that a victim of an anti-Semitic hate crime is now the harasser. This is always a story with the Jews. The Jews.
You're an eternal victim.
It wasn't an anti-Semitic hate crime.
Where was the anti-Semitic hate crime? Let me respond. October 7th, Israel is attacked. Women have their breasts cut off. Terrorists are playing volleyball with their breasts, shooting them in their vagina.
Where was the anti-Semitic? Tell me.
And when Israel protects itself, of course, Israel's the aggressor and guilty of genocide. A rabbi is walking with his one-year-old grandson and with his four children. A man comes and lies and says, I'm a fan. He says, F Israel. I won't say the word because I'm not
vulgar. Accepted that.
His girlfriend stood with him the entire time. You should be pointing a finger at a misogynist who admits that he did not
even
tell
his girlfriend. Where
was he anti-Semitic? Going over to an American Jewish citizen in the middle of the street and harassing and making them feel very unsafe and attacking them when they are alone and don't know, and saying F Israel to your face, that is anti-Semitism, pure and simple.
No, it's
not.
And
if you're a British man, and if they walk over and say, if they say to you, here's...
Rabbi Shmuley, let me stop you there.
It was harassing.
I'm disappointed in you.
I really am.
Wait a minute. Can you? Okay.
F Israel is not a criticism. F Israel is an attack on Jews. Saying I'm a dual citizen is a lie.
No, it's not an attack on Jews. No, you accused him of being a Jew hater and of being anti-Semitic. Nothing I've seen
Correct.
In these videos.
Because he came over he and lied hate, and
either
said,
hates
I'm
Jews
a fan
or was anti-Semitic.
Israel. And it happened 40 times while we're here. And the
he
reason
doesn't
I'm
like
here
you.
Is because I love
he
this
doesn't,
country, okay?
Fine.
Then let him walk
fine.
Over and say, can
All
I
right,
say
stop
respectfully say I don't like you?
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, there's no rationality here, right? No logic, no argument, just pure passion, emotionalism, straw man arguments, and then hiding behind, we are just protecting ourselves. So when we genocide people and murder people and kill babies, we're just protecting ourselves. You can't hide behind that. But they just use that as it's a blank check to authorize them to just do anything that they ever want. It's just self-defense. It's just protecting ourselves. You know what? Oddly enough, didn't the Nazis say the same thing? Weren't they just claiming that they're protecting themselves, Nazi Germany, from the Jews who are corrupting their society and all this and that? They were using the same talking points. Oddly enough, the Israelis sound a whole lot like the Nazis now. They hide behind, we're just protecting ourselves. We're just responding to October 7th. Really? Are you really? What were you doing to the Palestinians before October 7th? Well, I've outlined the history of this in great detail. Go to artsycourses.com. Check out the case against Zionism. I go over what all they were doing to the Palestinians before October 7th. And believe me, they were not treating them right. But don't take my word for it. Go and actually look into the history. I mean, that's what made me become more critical of Israel. I grew up in Israel. I'm the son of Christian Zionist missionaries in Jerusalem. I grew up there. What made me critical of Israel? Looking into the history. That's what made me critical. That's what made me say, you know what? All this stuff that I've been told, it's actually a lie. It's false. And so I challenge anybody, go and actually look into the facts. They cannot engage the facts because the facts are against the state of Israel. And they're against Rabbi Shmuley here. And by the way, did you notice but what about Churchill? Okay. So you know that, yeah, Churchill also committed war crimes, right? So you're trying to justify your war crimes by pointing to another war criminal? How does that make sense? It doesn't. It doesn't justify what you're doing. Two wrongs don't make a right. So, and by the way, we're supposed to be better than what was happening in World War II, right? And Israel is supposed to be better than these things. I thought that we were supposed to have grown and learned, but actually what happened was 3 years after the Holocaust, they created the fake terrorist state of Israel via terrorism. So they didn't really learn a whole lot from the mistakes of Nazi Germany, evidently. Be that as it may, let's take a look at this next clip where Rabbi Shmuley assures us he did not chase the girlfriend around, even though the video footage that he posted for 8 minutes shows that they were chasing the guy's girlfriend around and she had nothing to do with it. They were harassing her. He assures us that never happened. Okay.
Yeah, just to be clear, it's fine. You can. All right. I'll let Samuel respond.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it shows the nature of your thinking and of also in the grander scheme of the nature of your warfare. For a man to approach you and you and your son, two men, one of them an IDF soldier, chasing down my girlfriend and largely ignoring me, pushing into me to get to her with the camera. You lie.
That is a lie. You are lying through your teeth. You are an anti-Semite who harassed you on the street, who lied and said you're a fan, and we did not follow your girlfriend. We followed you. You were with her the entire time.
You didn't follow her girlfriend, even though the video footage that you posted showed that you and your IDF son did just that. So that didn't happen. What we have on video did not happen. Isn't that exactly the problem that we have with Israel? They're telling us we're not genociding them, even though it's like, but we see on camera you're doing it. We're not shooting babies, but I just literally watched a video where you shot a baby on, 4K video and it's just been posted on Twitter. We're not harassing them, but I just watched a video where you're harassing them. We're not ethnically cleansing them, but I literally just watched a video where you did that. So he's exactly doing what Israel does, right? What we clearly see happening on camera. I didn't do that. That never happened. In fact, what happened is you were harassing me. You were assaulting me, which the evidence from the video footage doesn't show that. This is exactly what Israel does. They lie about what we actually see on video. And then they say, but no, it was actually them. They were attacking us. It was actually terrorists who were hiding behind them. And the video evidence never shows that. So, I mean, this is why nobody's buying it anymore. The world has turned against Israel for a reason, and we're seeing it right here. Now, on this next clip, this is where the fireworks come out. Okay, Piers is laying into the guy, and why is it Piers? Well, I'll tell you, I already knew the guy from Iceland. God bless him. Glad he spoke up, glad he is challenging Rabbi Shmuley. But I knew he's not like somebody who's going to be proficient in the area, knows all the talking points, knows all the history, is going to be able to just hammer Rabbi Shmuley, who does look into this and is a professional propagandist in this area. I already knew he's not going to be able to go with him toe-to-toe when it comes to just challenging him on the history, the legality, stuff like that, right? He's just a regular guy who went and trolled him, and I appreciate the fact that he did what he could, but I didn't really expect a whole lot from him. And frankly, there wasn't a whole lot from him in this interview. And again, I'm not faulting him for that. He's just a regular guy. But Piers kind of comes to his defense, which is why Rabbi Shmuley says it's a 2-versus-1 debate. But I don't think it was that. But he does kind of come to his defense and lays out a few talking points and challenges Rabbi Shmuley, maybe a little bit more than the guy from Iceland, who's, by the way, is named Samuel. So watch this clip where Piers just lays into Shmuley. Take a look.
Listen, Piers, it's a purely two-on-one debate. I don't mind. I've had worse thoughts, okay?
Your blood pressure's up, Rabbi. Come on,
your country, Piers, had a 5-to-1 civilian to combatant death ratio in the Second World War. Churchill killed 5 German civilians for every 1 Wehrmacht soldier. Israel has killed 1-to-1. 1 civilian to 1 terrorist combatant.
How do you know that?
That is
how do you know that?
You know that because I've debated this on your show 10,000 times.
No, these numbers have not been established.
Yes, they have, and I've done
these
this.
These numbers have not
times.
Been established. No, they haven't.
So I'm asking you.
It's an absolute lie.
Please, let me ask you.
You have no idea it is one on one. You've no idea.
You have just invented.
You've invented that number. You've invented that number.
Even according to the Hamas number, health ministry, which
and the reason we don't know, and the reason,
it's easy to prove.
The reason we don't know exactly, the reason we don't know why how many civilians have died in Gaza is because 80% of Gaza got leveled to the ground, and the Israeli government will not let international journalists into Gaza to do their jobs, despite there being supposed ceasefire for many months.
That
it's
is
completely
a
outrageous.
Lie.
And so none of it.
CNN
so
and
people,
Fox
so
News.
People, it is not a lie.
In Gaza. The New York Times has
it's
been
not
in Gaza.
A, no,
the AP has been in
no,
Gaza.
Bloomberg
has been in Gaza.
No, stop lying. Stop lying.
I'm sorry.
Stop lying.
I'm sorry.
Stop
you
lying.
Are, you are not telling
stop
the
lying.
Truth.
Stop
you
lying.
Are not telling the
only
truth.
Journalists. The only journalists who've been allowed into Gaza have been embedded with the IDF. I want international media, given there's a ceasefire,
because the media,
to be allowed to
because
operate
if they're not
free,
embedded with the IDF,
to be
they
operate,
will be killed by
to
Gaza.
Be allowed to operate, to be, well, you know what? You know what? The IDF has killed over 200 Palestinian journalists and tries to pretend they're all Hamas.
No, no,
which is
no,
also
no,
an outrageous
no,
lie.
No, no.
So
no,
I'm afraid
no, no.
There's a lot of disinformation flying around.
That is a lie. That is a blood libel.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
That's a
fact.
There's a war in Gaza and journalists.
Okay, so by the way, somebody says, why doesn't Piers cut his mic? He actually did cut his mic during the debate. First time I've ever seen it. It's Piers Morgan uncensored, so he normally doesn't mute anyone, but he actually had to mute Rabbi Shmuley. But, okay, so he said 1-to-1 civilian kill ratio. Well, that's actually not true. According to Israeli sources, leaked Israeli sources, 85% of the kills are civilians, which shouldn't surprise us. And I actually think it's probably higher than that, but we don't know how many people have been killed so far because, again, they won't allow us in there. To verify independently, but just from the people that we do know from their own sources, they have said that it's 85%. So, yeah. Rabbi Shmuley is a terror apologist, a genocider apologist, a terrorist apologist. That's effectively what he is, right? He's there to defend terrorism and genocide and war crimes. Why is he in Iceland to begin with? I think he goes to these places deliberately to troll them, to try to paint him and the Jews, and especially the Zionists, to be victims, to try to say the whole world is anti-Semitic, and look how we're the victims, to try to kind of get people on board with Israelis. I think that's what's going on here. Because, again, why are you in Iceland right now? Wasn't Iceland one of the first countries that accused Israel of a genocide in Gaza? Yes, it was. So I think you went there because you're specifically going to places that you're trying to say, look, there's a whole bunch of anti-Semitism here. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it. Maybe there was another reason, but it seems intentional. And by the way, Piers Morgan also in the debate suggested the same, that he's just deliberately trolling people. And he does have a history and a pattern of doing this. So that appears to be true to me. Now, the guy asks him, are you still in the country? Watch how Rabbi Shmuley responds.
Hey, Rabbi, are you still in the country?
That is none of your business. Do you want your friends to come and beat me up? Do you want your friends to come and harass me? How dare you ask that? You are a dangerous man, and I will never tell you. God forbid. That just shows his intentions. Now you see his intentions. Now you clearly see his intentions. How disgusting a question. Are you the prime minister of Iceland to evict me? Are you the police? You know, in my country, impersonating the police is a felony.
Let's talk about police.
Explain the nature of your question.
Wow. So he asked, are you still in the country? And from that, Rabbi Shmuley extrapolated that he's impersonating a police officer. Are you still in the country? The next step was, that must mean you want to beat me up. The next step was, now I see what your intentions are. They're evil. The next step was, are you going to evict me? The next step is, well, you have to be a police officer to evict me or the prime minister. So I guess you're pretending to be a police officer. Therefore, what you're doing now is illegal because you're impersonating a police officer. It's like, what? You got all that out from that one question? Wowzers. Okay, so this is, by the way, a very common tactic that I see with the Zionists. They do this to the Palestinians all the time. You're watching it right here live in 4K from Rabbi Shmuley. This guy is insane. Well, why did he ask that question? Well, he said basically that later on in the debate, he just said, well, your son is an IDF soldier. He is suspected of war crimes. He could potentially be arrested in Iceland, so you may want to get out of Iceland for that reason. That was why he did it. He didn't want to say, well, because I'm going to come over there and beat you up or send people over there to beat you up, or I'm going to impersonate a police officer and bring you to justice or something like that. This is how irrational Rabbi Shmuley and many of the Zionists are at the end of the day. Why? Because they're not on the side of truth, so they don't have the facts. They can't rely on that. All they can rely on is emotions, jumping to conclusions, assuming intentions, assuming your intentions are bad, you know, non sequiturs, all sorts of stuff. This is what they do. By the way, let me show you just a few minutes here of what Rabbi Shmuley does after Samuel basically just said, F Israel, and was trolling Rabbi Shmuley. Watch this and you tell me, is Rabbi Shmuley harassing them or is it the other way around? Watch.
So one second, hold on. You just made me hang up on my attorney. I told you it was on the phone. I told you I didn't want to interrupt. And you said you just want, you said to my Shmuley, you said that you are a big fan. You lied through your teeth and you then you said, fuck Israel. Why would you do that? I'm an American. I'm a visitor here. Now you're pretending you don't speak English? Listen, this is going to go out to the whole world. I was sitting on a call with my attorney. Very important call. I could not have been more pleasant to you or your girlfriend. Both of you walked up together and you said, are you Rabbi Shmuley Mendy? And I said, yes. Then you said, I'm a big fan. Can I do a video? I said, I'm on a call. I begged you to wait.
I'm sorry.
Just for you to tell me to fuck Israel. Do you hate Jews that much?
I'm sorry, my friend.
Do you hate Jews that much?
I said, welcome to Iceland, my friend.
And then?
I'm sorry, my friend. I don't
know. Tell him what happened.
I'm a huge fan, and he just walked up to you and said, fuck Israel.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Welcome to Iceland.
That was a sick abuse of someone telling him you're a fan so that you could curse him out. Yeah. That is so screwed up. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
You want me to tell the world?
Who even thinks that way to do things?
You want me to tell the world? Fuck Israel. Fuck Israel. Fuck Israel.
No, no, let him say it.
Yeah.
Fuck Israel.
Trying to harass him.
What about, wait, say what you said. Fuck Israel.
How many times? Fuck Israel. Fuck Israel. Fuck the genocide going on. Fuck.
I will. Nothing to do with that. You know it.
Let him speak.
History will not favor the genocide that you are behind. All right?
Okay, so let me ask you one question. Mendy, one second.
But you're a brave man who's prepared to say fuck Israel.
I know.
Okay, so my name's Rabbi Shmuley.
I know who you are.
And what's your name?
My name is Samuel.
Samuel what?
That doesn't matter. Man.
Oh, suddenly you're not. You're a coward.
Why don't you and your girlfriend
be very brave and tell us what your names are?
I'm sorry, my friend.
You came over, harassed us, attacked us.
I'm sorry.
I just want to know who you are. I think it's very fair to find out who you are.
Let me tell you right now.
No. You and your girlfriend said that Israel should be fucked. Now she's hiding her face. Be brave. Here's my face. I'm not afraid.
I'm telling you.
I will probably.
Okay.
No.
See how they're chasing her around now? I showed you the original clip. She wasn't in there. She didn't say anything. She had nothing to do with it. Now Rabbi Shmuley is saying she was doing it too. And by the way, Rabbi Shmuley in the same clip says that you assaulted me. You attacked me. That never happened. But who's actually harassing whom here? Clearly, Rabbi Shmuley and his IDF son are doing that. Here's a little bit more.
Then give us the video.
You got video. I got video.
You'll have my video up in a few minutes. Show me yours. Show me yours.
Shut off the phone because you said I'm a huge fan.
Every Icelander.
I cannot believe that you would be part of this. I can't believe it.
Enough.
Sir, I'm giving this as a hate crime to the Icelandic police, and I'm giving it to the American embassy, and I'm going to make sure that people like you cannot harass innocent Americans who come to this country as tourists and who should not be treated like they're pieces of garbage, okay? Like pieces of garbage, like absolute pieces of garbage.
Then why don't you leave?
No, you came over to me. Don't tell me why don't
you're
I leave.
You're my country.
You came over.
Every
why don't I leave your country? It belongs to you.
Every single Icelander is on the same opinion. Fuck Israel. You know that, right?
Every Icelander is an anti-Semite?
Do you know how
do you know that my country, the United States, protected your GIs were here?
Okay, so you can go and watch the video where I covered that entire interaction in great detail. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but you get a feel for it here. You can see what's going on and you can see who's harassing whom, and you can see who's changing the story, who's saying things happened that didn't actually happen. You can see that everything that Rabbi Shmuley is saying is contrary to the video evidence. It's contrary to the facts. Now, imagine if the guy didn't film himself doing that. Well, you wouldn't know for sure, at least. I mean, you would have to say, well, I don't know, maybe Rabbi Shmuley's right, unless you know that he's a perpetual liar. Or you would say, well, maybe this other guy. We wouldn't know, but here we have video footage. Well, this is exactly what Israel often does. And now we have some video evidence of their crimes. And by the way, a lot of the IDF soldiers are admitting to a lot of this stuff, as the UN itself in its recent 94-page report quotes and uses IDF soldiers in their own admissions to basically accuse them of war crimes and a genocide. But imagine, so this is how they treat people in Iceland, right? This is how they treat a girlfriend who wasn't even there, had nothing to do with it. They're harassing her. The IDF son, he's the one who's going around using the camera. If that IDF son harasses this woman like this in Iceland, imagine what he did to Palestinians. You can only imagine. Imagine how he treated them. You think he treated the Palestinians better? Probably not. There needs to be people asking questions here. Like, wait, Rabbi Shmuley, what has your son done? What all was he involved in? We need some answers here. Because based on how you're acting here, I have questions on what you actually did to the Palestinians, like your son personally. I'm afraid to find out. And I'm afraid to even imagine how they would treat the Palestinians if this is how they treat an Icelandic woman who had nothing to do with the situation. So, anyways, conclusion, the debate, I mean, Rabbi Shmuley gets demolished. I mean, you can go to Piers Morgan and watch the whole thing, right? I'm not going to play the entire thing. But I did show you the highlights, and he just got slammed. He got spanked. And rightly so. And it's also because, again, when you're not on the side of truth, when you don't have the facts, you're going to lose. Sooner or later, people are going to see through what you're doing. And we're seeing clearly through Rabbi Shmuley specifically, especially in light of the video evidence that has been provided by both parties, by both sides. Anyways, let me know what you think about this in the comment section. Hey, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, but also hype this video. If you want to see more people watch this video, help me reach them by hyping the video, which you can do on your mobile device, but you evidently can't do on the PC. So you got to use the mobile. All right, that's going to do it for now. We'll see you later.